Track 4, Terror.
.1 FM, WUSB Stony Brook, music from Inhumanity, and they gave us Beaten Words. That's from their 12-inch release. Started off with Goober Patrol with Piss Off. 108 gave us When Death Closes Your Eyes. Organized Crime with Prisoner of the World. That's from the Chaos USA compilation. Inhumanity ending it up with Beaten Words. Goober Patrol, 108, Organized Crime, Inhumanity here on WUSB Stony Brook. 9 o'clock straight up, time for Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky for Wednesday, November 20th. Tonight, the moon is near the planet Saturn. You can see Saturn easily as the brightest object near the moon.
Saturn is now moving in front of the constellation of the fish, Pisces. Pisces is large and faint. You need a dark sky to see it well. Pisces is made of two streams of stars that form a graceful letter V.
In old star atlases, each side of the V is pictured as a fish called the northern and western fish. The fish are shown tied together with a ribbon through their tails. The western fish contains an asterism, or recognizable pattern of stars, called the circlet. Saturn and the moon tonight are near in the sky to this circlet of stars in Pisces.
Another noteworthy star is located at the tip of the V, where the two fish supposedly come together. The star name Al-Raisha comes from an Arabic word meaning the cord. You need a telescope to see Al-Raisha as two stars, but even with a telescope, it's getting harder with each passing year to see two objects here. Al-Raisha consists of two suns that need over 7 centuries to complete one orbit around each other. They've been seen to draw closer together since the 1700s. It's estimated that they'll appear closest less than a century from now.
This is Earth and Sky, made possible by the National Science Foundation. To reach us, call 512-480-8773. Joel Block with Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.
And Earth and Sky can be heard every evening at 9 o'clock here at 90.1 FM. The show you tune to is Turmoil, 2 hours of punk and hardcore from the U.S. and the world. My name is Steve Kreitzer with you until 10 o'clock this evening. Coming up at 10, we've got the Concert Billboard with Kate. Right after that, Ole Just Show with Christina. Before we get back to the music, I just want to let you know that Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is being presented by Theater 3 in Port Jefferson, Suffolk's year-round, not-for-profit professional theater. The adaptation of the classic tale will be presented from November 30th through December 28th, and Theater 3 is located at 412 Main Street in Port Jefferson. Tickets can be reserved by calling 928-9100. The number once again to see A Christmas Carol at Theater 3 in Port Jefferson, 928-9100. Area code 516 if you're coming from Connecticut over the ferry there. Quick word of warning, some of the music heard on Turmoil may contain lyrics offensive to some listeners. If you are easily offended, we suggest you turn off WUSB and tune to another station for the next hour. Coming up in 15 minutes, more stuff's happening around here. We'll be talking to Gordon of Fi-Fi or Fifi. I'll have to get that straightened out with him. I hope I didn't mispronounce it earlier when we played them. But we'll be talking to him in 15 minutes and playing tracks from their new release. It's called Sinkhole. Available on Triple X Records. In the meantime, though, from MDC, this is from a cassette of theirs. This hasn't been put on vinyl or CD yet, so you're getting it here first. From MDC, this is Dark Clouds here on Turmoil.
I'm
90.1 FM. Turmoil, music from Divizia with The Hole, and that's from their release What's Left of Us on Theologian Records out of Hermosa Beach, California. Divizia here on Turmoil. Started off with MDC, Millions of Dead Cops, Multi-Death Corporations, whatever you want to substitute for that. My favorite was always Mint Double Chocolate. But they gave us Dark Clouds. That's soon to be released on some label. They haven't really figured out who's going to release their new material yet. But I'm sure when Dave finds out, he'll let me know. In fact, he's supposed to come down to the studios around the New Year time. He's going to be in town. He said he'd stop down and do an acoustic set for us. So we'll keep it fingers crossed and hope we can make it down for that time. Right after MDC, Tribe 8 gave us Republican Lullaby from their Snarkism release. The Dread with Mad, and that's from a split 10-inch they have with the Adversives. And that's put out on Athena's old label called 6 Weeks. Genocide gave us Peggy's Got a Problem. That's from the Buried Alive compilation put out by Bomp Records. It's just a history of Bomp Records featuring some great bands from the Smoke 7 label from, I think it's 81, 84 period or so. Some of the bands include, if my memory, because I put the CD away, Bad Religion's on there, JFA, MIA, Youth Gone Mad, Red Cross, a few others are on there. So if you can pick it up, look for Buried Alive. The Best of Smoke 7 Records. Gutter Snipes by request with Never, and Divizia ending it up with The Hole. MDC, Tribe 8, The Dread, Genocide, Gutter Snipes, Divizia here on Turmoil. Earlier I played a cut from Fifi. I played Not Again from their new CD release on Triple X Records called Sinkhole. Let's give a listen to another cut from the band. This is Snitch. Right after this, we'll be talking to Gordon of the band Fifi. So keep it tuned to 90.1 FM. This is Snitch here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil, music from Fifi, and that was Snitch from their latest release, their first release actually, called Sinkhole, and that's on Low Blow and Triple X Records. I'm honored to have on the phone with me this evening Gordon from the band Fifi. It's not often I get to talk to someone my own age, I guess, about punk rock. I was telling Gordon, I said, I feel like I'm the grandfather here. It's been so long. But Gordon, I'm glad to have you on the phone. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. A little on the burnt side, but doing good.
That's good. Just before we started talking just now, we were talking about, I was telling you, I says, when I saw the lineup for this band, I says, wow, this is like the punk supergroup that's hopefully going to come and save punk from the corporate assimilation, I guess, that has happened in the past few years.
Yeah, if things, you know, go the way they're going, and if we get lucky, is what luck would be, maybe that will happen, you know, to truly save what punk rock was and what punk rock always will be in my head anyway. You know, just to the stuff that's out there right now, it's like, I'm not saying anything bad about, you know, a lot of it. A lot of it is good, but a lot of it is just not what I think the majority of people would call punk rock.
I was just talking to someone the other day about it. I says the period that we grew up in was a lot more, there was a lot more turmoil, if I want to use the term, in those days than the kids today. I mean, we grew up in the Vietnam era, Richard Nixon, Watergate, that whole thing there. Disco.
Yeah.
I mean,
God.
And
I just figure if those people had to go through disco, wouldn't have retro.
Right.
Oh, it's like, you know, take away the sweats with the stripes on the sides, okay? They weren't good then, they're not good now.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us who's in the band? Because some of the folks, I'm sure they'll be amazed once they hear the lineup.
Okay, if you were from L.A., you would. There was a band back here in '82 to '86, and they were called Crankshaft, and they were an East L.A. hardcore punk rock band. And we have the lead guitar player Larry from that, or he goes as LD, you know, from that band. We have Bruce Sterrett, who a lot of people remember this band called Fahrenheit 451,
mm-hmm.
and he's on bass. And they were big in the college circuit, and they weren't really hardcore punk rock, but they were very punk rock for that time. And then we have Steve Drow on rhythm guitar from the Angry Samoans, and we have Pete Finestone, who drummed with Bad Religion for 9 years. And I scraped him off the sidewalk one day out here. Not really, but I just one day I was walking down the street, and he yelled across the street at me, "Hey, you old punk rocker!" And I walked over to him, and the drummer that we had at the time was a great drummer, not to discredit him at all, but he was more grown up from the rock and roll type of drumming, which doesn't have punk rock fills or just the punk rock go.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I just said to Pete, you know, I walked across the street and I said, well, at least I'm still a punk, you know. You can't play punk anymore. And then Pete said, yeah, I can. I go, you can't play as fast as Fifi. And then he goes, yeah, I can. And I said, really? He said, yeah. And I said, well, then drum for Fifi. And he goes, I heard you guys, a demo tape of ours. And I said, you did? He goes, yeah. He goes, you guys shred. And I said, well, if you think you can drum that fast, drum. And so he said, okay. And I said, 100%. He said, 100%. And so that's pretty much when the band started to solidify, and that was about 2 years ago. Then we got Steve Drow from the Samoans. It'll be this December, it'll be 2 years. So that's really when we got Steve
mm-hmm.
in rhythm guitar. That's when the band really, really, really took its form, because it let Larry go off and just literally go off, and he does, if you've heard the CD.
Oh, definitely. This CD is like one of the best things that's come out in a long time. It's like,
we worked at it.
Definitely have to. I'm really, like, you know, I don't know how to put this. It's like, I'm really glad that you know, like, Angry Samoans didn't get back together again, and Pete didn't go back to Bad Religion to form, like, you know, what seems to be happening now is a lot of these older groups are getting back together again.
To sort of
cash in, and it's just like, you know, they're regurgitating the sound that they did 10 years ago.
Right.
You guys, you know, have taken, you know, the 10 years experience since that point and come out with something totally rad, and it really rips. And I'm just coming up with all these, like, really lame, you know, adjectives here, but it's really a good album.
If you're from L.A., those wouldn't be lame adjectives. To be your normal conversation in L.A.
And you're really putting more of the, you know, none of this, you know, I feel down, I'm going to sing a song about it. You guys are just, like, in-your-face anger, That just comes right out, and that's what's missing from a lot of bands these days. It's just like watered down, and you guys got the anger back into it.
We've still got. It's like we're punks. We're old punks, but we're punk. Well, we're not like ancient, but yeah, we're old punks. We're there the first time, not to say, oh, you know, dude, we're there the first time or anything like that. But we were there the first time, and I think if you were truly there and truly in it and truly understood what it was, that angst, that anger, that, you know, everything that just made you despise what was happening, if you didn't die, like we were lucky enough not to, and a lot of our friends, as we know, did, and we're fortunate enough to do it again, and there's still a lot out there that gets me upset absolutely every day. Here in L.A. and around the world, that the only way I can get it out is to write it down, you know? And then we're fortunate enough to be able to put it to music, and a lot of people can relate to it because they feel the same thing.
Now, the song we just played before, Snitch, I don't want you to name names or anything like that, but you end up the song saying, what comes around goes around. Has that happened yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he finally got it, what he deserved then.
I'm a heavy believer in karma also, yeah, and he got it. He got it in a big way.
Okay.
He got it back. You know, Larry, our guitar player, wrote the music to that. And one night, Larry and I sat in his bedroom, and we were talking about this one cat, and it just started fitting together. And there you have it. You know, there was the song. You know, we decided there was a couple songs that we don't have a lot of lyrics to because we really like the way Discharge used to really only have sometimes four lines, and they just said it all.
Right.
You know, less is more.
Definitely, definitely. You know, the more simple you keep it, the more power there is behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we're going to play another song from the CD because I'm sure folks want to hear more of you because, you know, I played you earlier. I played Not Again earlier in the show just to give them a tease of what we were going to be playing.
Yeah.
And I want to play something called What a Waste.
Yeah.
Which is...
I love that song.
Which is like, you know, this is great. And I just want to know, it's like, you know, I don't have the lyrics here because I have like a pre-release.
Yeah.
Now, are you referring to like a person or a band? Because I can kind of relate to that being like either or.
What, the song What a Waste?
Yeah.
Bruce, the bass player, he wrote What a Waste. Okay. All his lonesome self.
Oh, okay.
And
he would be more...
We all know what it's about, you know, and that's why when we play it, we, you know, obviously we feel it and we know. It's just, it's basically What a Waste, and just to sum it up, is just the way you're treated, you know, in growing up and even in adulthood to a lot of people that look down your nose. Their nose at you, and that's what a Waste is about. It's just, you know, you think you're something special, you know.
Okay, that's where I was like kind of relating it to some of the bands today. I was like, you know, taking your anger out in some of the bands today, but your explanation makes things a lot more clearer for me. So from Fifi, from their new CD Sinkhole on Triple X Records and also Low Blow Records. Triple X, I guess, has the distribution for it. This is What a Waste here on Turmoil.
Special.
I love that feedback. That's Fifi with What a Waste from their new release Sinkhole on XXX Global Records. With me on the phone is Gordon. He's the singer and I guess one of the main writers of the band. And we've just been kind of reminiscing about the old days and getting really disgusted by the days, the current days. Right, Bruce? Gordon?
Yeah.
Okay, Gordon.
One thing I want to give credit where, you know, credit's due in the band. Larry, our lead guitar player, writes most, you know, almost all of the licks. I do, a good percentage of probably like 90% of the lyrics.
Okay.
And then always with, when I take lyrics in, it's like, hey, do you guys like these? How do you want to change them? If you blah, 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 you know, and Bruce, everyone does, this, our band is a true, complete democracy. There's no leader in this band. In the very beginning, that's what I said. The very beginning, when I was fortunate enough to get everyone together, that wouldn't make me the leader because I didn't want anyone to have a say. Blah 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 and blah 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 stuff.
Right. Now, since you guys all came from different bands, has there ever been a time where, you know, someone would come up with something and you say, nah, that sounds too much like the Samoans, or that sounds too much like Bad Religion? Has that ever come up?
Yeah. You know, the thing that is really, that's kind of harsh in a way, is that, you know, Larry or Steve or Bruce will come in with a new lick, and they'll go, listen to this. And if anybody in the band says that kind of sounds like Social Distortion, or that kind of sounds like Bad Religion, or that kind of sounds like whatever, we throw it out. And sometimes there are some great licks that we've done, and it's like even if it kind of almost in one point, only in one point, sounds similar to something else, it gets thrown out. And we've had a lot of good licks just go away because we don't want to do that.
You just want to forge your own sound, unlike some of the bands today who just seem to jump on the bandwagon and just they all sound alike.
Yeah, it's kind of a big bummer. I feel so sorry for The Clash. I feel so sorry for them. And you know why, and I'll leave that unsaid.
That's the first thing when I heard that band which you're referring to. I said, my God. I said, you know, I always said, when you know, if MTV was around when The Clash, you know, was really big, I said, they would have been ruling like the airwaves back then.
Oh God, yeah.
It took like 10 years for a band to finally say, "Hey, let's sound like The Clash, and we'll rule the airwaves."
Oh, and now there's a bunch of bands around L.A. that sound like that band that sound like The Clash.
I got a CD from one band. I think they were called U.S. Bombs. They sound like the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, but the U.S. Bombs are really good.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. They're really good. They do sound a bit like the Sex Pistols, but
I guess it's just the voice, the vocalizations of the singer.
Yeah.
They just brought that back. And it's like, you know, you can't, I mean, he can't change his voice or anything. So it's like, you know, I feel sorry on his part to be compared to that.
Yeah, that'd be a bum deal.
But, you know, it's just amazing how it seems, you know, they started going back to the 80s sound. Now they're going back to the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just progressing backwards a little bit. You know, let's see who we can sound like, you know, from really long time ago, so they don't recognize us.
Well, you know, that's what it just seems that that's what a lot of people are doing now. It's like, what bands did make it to a certain degree, and since they're kind of like to the generation that's coming up right now, they didn't get to experience it. They may have the old albums or whatever, but they didn't get to experience. So they're getting that sound down, and it's quote unquote selling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my whole idea from Go has been just do what we do. When we got together and we wrote a song called Useless, which is on the CD. I wrote Useless in about 5 minutes because I was really pissed off from the conning homeless people. And we went into a rehearsal studio and we plugged in a little tape recorder and we recorded it. We didn't know what we were going to sound like. But what do you get when you get a bunch of old punk rockers together? You know, it was pretty stupid to wonder what we were going to sound like. And we plugged in the tape and played it back, and it was like quiet after it was over. And I just said, okay, so we're punk rock. It was like, well, what a revelation. You know, but that's a blah, blah, blah. I blah, blah, blah a lot when I'm totally burnt.
So what's in the future now that the CD's out? What do you guys plan on doing next?
We want a tour, and that's what we're setting up now. We want to... from what I understand is hopefully we're going to be going out the middle of January and we're going to go out for about a month. We want to tour in a big way. We've got enough, we're getting enough together right now where we've got enough for another CD, but we don't, you know, want to get into the studio and go through all that again. We want to get out with this CD because we like it and we want to go around and play. You know, we've been getting written up around, which is really great, you know, in the underground zines. And we just want to go out and tour, and we want to play. That's what this whole thing is about, you know. It's about what we feel still. We're all fortunate enough, like I said, to still be alive, and I mean that in a big way because there were some really close calls throughout the years. And we want to go out and jam. That's what we want to do.
Great. Okay. The title of the album, Sinkhole. That must refer to Hollywood, because I'm looking at the cover art here, and it's just, you know, you grew up, I guess, in Hollywood,
yeah,
around that area.
We're all from here.
And yeah, I guess, just like, I guess, any kid who grows up in their hometown, they're just not very satisfied with where they are.
I used to love this place. This place sucks. So bad now. It's like, I don't know if the anger on the streets here is just so obvious. You pull up to a stop signal and you're sitting there and you look over and you're looking at some guy that's looking at you like you just killed his mother and raped his sister and he wants to just end your life. Like, look, sitting there going, bro, I'm just sitting here at the red light waiting for it to change green. I'll be on my way. Everything's cool. You know, it's just, this place has just gotten so angry and it's just so it's gone. It's a sinkhole. Up into the black hole, and I don't think anyone would miss it. L.A. has probably got to be, and I was born in Santa Monica and grew up here, and I've got to honestly say that L.A. has probably got to be, like, the worst place you would ever want to live now. Anybody wants to move out to L.A., they really, really need heavy therapy, you know, because it's just not worth it, you know.
Okay.
Enough said about the Big Orange.
All right, Gordon, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Steve.
And we're going to end up with White Trash, which is another song on the CD that I really like a lot.
Oh, killer.
And why don't we just do a brief introduction to that, and we'll wrap things up.
White Trash is a song about our friends that live in San Bernardino in the trailer park.
Okay, enough said. Gordon, hold on. From Fifi, this is White Trash here on Turmoil.